Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. I am your host, Greg Lancaster, and I want to welcome you to the awesome brand new studios at the VFN TV studios. We're so excited to be able to bring this to you. We told you the surprise is coming. And I'm telling you what, it is here.
It's here.
Joining me, of course, is John Ramos.
Hello. This is so exciting. I love the screens. This is phenomenal.
Screens, man. Look at this brick. Oh, my goodness. This warehouse. I mean, just love this whole thing. Studio, just excellent.
People amazing.
So hard.
Yes, they
You know, we're going to be talking about that today, but just want to welcome our VFN TV audience, VFN radio audience, and just say, you know what? Without our friends, without our sponsors and partners, this wouldn't have happened. And everybody labored hard, they worked hard, and I'm telling you, it is amazing how the Lord is moving in regards to the media mountain, isn't
yeah.
it? It's so exciting.
It really is exciting. You know, we had an opportunity to gather here not long ago, and
right.
I know you're going to talk about that more,
yeah.
but just to see what's happening.
The dedication is
awesome.
Right, right.
And to see all the leaders come out and speak up on behalf of just what's happening here, it's just really exciting times.
Yeah, talking about law enforcement, we had like federal agents, state agents. We had county and city.
Yes.
We had education mountain. All the mountains, actually.
Yeah, all the mountains of society.
Here. And what we wanted was, you know, you can do what God's told you to do, just like Solomon built the temple, but it wasn't until you dedicated to God
yeah.
to the new studios,
mm-hmm.
and then the Spirit of God just filled the temple.
Yeah.
And it was powerful, wasn't it?
It was very powerful, yeah. especially Apostle Isaiah Kadari was here, and that was phenomenal.
Ooh,
as well.
Good. Hopefully we'll get a chance that you're going to be able to see some of that. You can actually request a copy of the dedication. It's like it's a powerful every part of it, dedicating, and you just see what God's doing, his intended purposes, because we just laid it all down.
Yeah.
And the unified body code of many colors, as, you know, Assistant Chief of Police David Alexander talked about, and Apostle Jack Hollis talked
yes.
about that, you know, it's so many of us that, you know, we're just the beautiful, diverse part of the
yeah.
body of Christ and
yeah.
you know, what's taking place. I want to encourage you because what we're seeing God do, there is so much hope. I mean, there is just so much hope. You know, since we had a last chance to talk to you, major things have taken place. I mean, major things have taken place in the world, some of which is over 4 million people gathered in France. And this is an amazing occurrence
yeah.
because this is of biblical proportions. Quite often when you live in biblical times, which is things that God will write about forever in the Book of Remembrance, so many people, you know, think, God, there's just commonplace or whatever.
Right.
But when 4 million people go in the streets and the world leaders interlock arms and walk down the streets without much organization and America doesn't show up.
Huge.
It's huge. And then, you know, our attorney general just buzzes over there. It's like, hey, I'm in the town. You know, I'll just swing over. But he didn't even march.
He didn't march. He was still there. He was there.
He didn't even march. And I just want to encourage you with this. If you haven't, you know, obviously you just heard yesterday's program about, you know, Rick Joyner talking about the times that are coming, and Bob Jones, the prophet
yes.
Bob Jones, and talking about what's going to happen in these last 2-year term of our current president, and understand that the reason why things are going this way, it's not because of some political thing.
Mm.
It's because of us, the church. We
yeah.
have to go, God, you know, we've sinned.
Yeah.
You know, we walked away from your ways. We've taught other things, and we want to get back to your word. We want to get back to your word and just say, you know, your way's right, and we'll just adjust our life to his word instead of trying to adjust his word to our life.
I think there's something like that. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
I think so.
If my people, right?
Yeah, yeah. Are called by my name. And it is important. So I want to encourage you. We're excited about being here in the new studios. February is going to be a month that we're walking out in regards to this whole new studio. So just be patient with us. We got some great interviews coming up. As a matter of fact, I believe this week we're going to have Cindy Gross.
With the Pensacola Jewish Federation.
Yes.
Oh, exciting. You don't want to miss that.
Yes. We're looking forward to that. But some other great interviews with Kamal Saleem with his new
yes.
book.
The Coalition.
It is such a good book. It really is a good book.
And he co-wrote it with retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, right?
Yes. And we're hoping to have General Boykin on as well. to talk about it. And this is so good. The new studios are going to allow us to bring in, you know, all those right to you on a daily basis and a moment's notice. And so we're really pumped about that. We're excited about it. And just continue to pray for us.
Yes.
You know, it's your partnership, it's your sponsorship and your prayers that have brought us to this place and this time. But we are excited about it. Well, you know, we'll talk about the dedication first. You know, we had a wonderful time of dedicating just yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yesterday. And this, it's so important to understand this, that we're still talking right there. Awesome. And we laid everything down on December the 13th. God spoke.
Yeah.
And he spoke very specifically to me and began to tell me, you know, what he wanted. And it took me a while to kind of just kind of figure that out. And I pondered, I said, my goodness, you know, God, is this what you're wanting? But 1 week prior to that, you know, God laid on my heart that this is what we need to be open to. Remember, walking into the studios, and said, you know, we need to be open to broadcasting from the synergy of where we're at on the Gulf Coast with WHBR. And next thing you know, when I called the manager of WHBR, a friend of ours, of course, David Mayo, that he just, I don't know where, because I'm not even talking about it yet. He says, you know, when are you going to come down here and do this?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. What are you talking about? And because God spoke to me already, I was open to it. And I said, you know, well, we got to get all the crew down there to be able to take some measurements and understand if we can move our entire studios, you know, into the WHBR studios area. And so we were going to go that Saturday. It was like a Tuesday and Saturday to be able to, you know, get an intelligent answer to David about what's going on, just see if it was possible. So we go down there. Well, actually, the Friday before the Saturday when the Lord, you know, was leading me in that direction, he spoke to me that night. And he showed me in detail that he wanted VFN TV studios to be in the WHBR studios right across from, by the way, the emergency management services, because God already laid on our heart that this stuff's going to be happening. But he showed me very specifically, when you do this, that it's just going to come alive. You know, that there's just going to be so much life in at the WHBR. And, you know, and David's been faithful for years carrying the torch of WHBR. And, you know, if you're the manager of a station, you've got to play whatever content that is. Yeah. We just thank God for all that content. But God's just bringing new life to Christian media and arts and entertainment. And we're very excited about that. We've always been excited about, you know, ever since the arms are opened up to us to be in CTN and WHBR. And so God spoke to me that night that I was supposed to be walking, you know, we were going to be walking side by side, you know, Dave doing what he does and I'm doing what I do and that type of thing. And it was just, you know, David was talking to me, this dream going, I was just... Well, he said, you know, saying some things I'm not going to share about, but he said, but when you're here, life comes and it comes alive. And it's just like, he was just so excited. And then he walks over and gets into his truck. It's a truck. So, you know, I mean, that's God. I mean, you think about it. That's a truck. I mean, we both got in our truck and, in that, he drove off and I drove off. We're going down Airport Boulevard, which is so important. Some things the Lord showed in us. And he's calling me up and he's sharing this powerful scripture with me. And of course, once I shared, you know, what the Lord shared with me, it agreed with what Dave was even saying about, you know, when are you going to come down here? And what, 30 days later, I mean, from, you know, maybe 45 days, but once we actually said we'll do this thing. And David just started shifting and moving things just like God said he would. And just amazing. And God is about to do some awesome things. So I want to encourage you. For those that are in the glory zone and on the Gulf Coast, the glory zone on the Gulf Coast, that God has such good things in store. You know, during this dedication that we had in the studios yesterday, you know, February 2nd, which was actually David said, we need a target date.
Oh, yes.
That's a man after my own heart, you know.
Right? Oh, but yeah.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything. I was like, okay, there it is. And Pat fainted. And then,
I think I splashed water on him, right? So yeah. Just pick him up.
Something like that. Or protein bars or something. I don't know what it is. But in that, Apostle Isaiah Kadari came back from Nigeria just in time to be a part of the dedication. And he began to speak this word and this, like, you know, you're a part. I like what Martin Downey, how he describes, you know, VFN TV.
Yes.
He describes, you know, as the next big thing. I'm telling you. This is a network that God is building. It's a network that he's building, and we're excited about it because how often have you been screaming at your television, getting angry? You know, you're paying for your TV, you paid for your antenna, or you paid for your cable, and you allowed them to come into your home and speak the things that disturbed your spirit, that what they call news. And it's like, why does it have to be the source?
That's right.
You know, if you're not going to be, you know, seek the truth, or you're not going to have a
point
conversation,
the cameras in the right place.
Yeah, right. Then, you know, why don't the kingdom of God begin to just move into media? And we're seeing that take place. And there's a lot of great Christian journalists that are serving right now at different media sources and all. But a lot of times they're trapped. You know, one particular journalist, I remember, was saying he's just tired of speaking empty words because he's just reading what's on the prompter. As you notice, we're not reading what's
on
the
prompter.
No, we're not. It might be a good thing. I don't know. I understand that you can be president if you do that. So, but we had my father, you know, came to Lancaster as part of the dedication and, you know, just blessed us and blessed me. And it was just so encouraging to have
him. Yeah,
you know,
it's always encouraging having him.
Yeah, and my mother, you know, was here as well. And Sergeant Ray Robinson, who he and I were partners together in the streets in law enforcement. And I got to share, you know, some things that happened to us. We were in, you know, armed burglary.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gotten shot at. And he and I were covering a house. And God just spared his life that night. Mm-hmm. And he got shot at with a .32, but he shot back with a .357.
Okay.
And there's a different sound effect. You know, when you're actually shot with a .32 within a housing, we're like in a neighborhood, it goes like this. It goes, pew. But when a .357 goes, shoots off, and I'm behind the house. He's in front of the house coming back. And he shot that .357, and it went, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I got to get to the front. And somehow the article, I don't know what happened, Ray, but when they wrote the bottom of that article, it says we both caught our men. I remember you trying to jump the fence. I'm just so glad that Ray was a part of it as well. Also, the school superintendent for Escambia County, for all those that are listening around the nation.
Yes.
We want this to be a model for you. You know, the leadership and the, you know, key areas of these seven mountains culture that we'll be talking about. That, you know, with that the school superintendent for Escambia County Schools is Malcolm Thomas.
Yes.
And you know, we had a chance to, you know him prior to him being there. He's been there since 6 years, something of nature. And he's always had a heart for kids. And but when you see his heart, I mean, God called him and said, you know, this is what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. And he kind of laid a golden fleece out there, or golden fleece. It wasn't a golden fleece. Just in case you're wondering, you know, he didn't have a golden fleece, but a fleece out there, you know, for God to get a yes or no. And God just answered it. And he just has a heart. And greater than that, he has an anointed. He's anointed by God to do this. But even Jesus had disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Son of God had disciples. He can't do this alone. Your school superintendent and your school board and your community across the nation cannot do this alone. If we leave it to them, they'll do it alone.
Right.
And then if we sit back and complain about that, so we're looking
We need to help them.
Yeah, we want to be able to help them. And but I know that when he blessed VFN-TV Studios and he prayed over us, I mean, he came in. He says, I don't want to come here with my word. I want to come in here with the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And God's presence backed up that word.
It's powerful.
And, of course, Apostle Jack Hollis coming in from Mariana.
Wow.
Him and his wife Shelley just blessing, you know, what's going on. Just a powerful prophetic word.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about too, Apostle Isaiah Kaderi is the he has not an American grid for America, but he has a God grid.
Yeah.
And he's part of William Seymour's lineage that happened in Azusa Street. And oh, by the way, Jack, I would like to have that book you talked about. Anyway, so he actually has one of the books from the original, participants that's written like a book I would write.
Right.
You know, it was kind of like,
you know, from the Azusa Street.
Yeah.
Wow.
Revival, so I'm
Jack.
Really, yeah. I'm going to go see them this weekend. So if you're watching, hey, I would love to have the book, or at least borrow it to be able to read it right there. Also, we had Luis Lopez. He's a graduate of LaGuardia High School.
Yes.
And LaGuardia High School, what's so unique about this? I don't know if you've ever saw the movie the fame movies, like Fame.
The show, yes.
That's all I know the song. Yeah. I won't live without you.
Don't do that. Don't.
So anyway, this is a school that graduates. I mean, if you go to Wikipedia and look at all the alumni, and then start seeing people, the actors, singers, and artists and all. And Lewis is one of those artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're praying over the arts and the entertainment mountain, because that's another aspect of mountain. We've got to recapture this mountain. And he's just such a significant part, I believe, of what God's doing. We're looking forward to gathering right here in VFN-TV studios, each of these mountains of those that are gifted in those areas. And we're going to be able to say, God, that your kingdom would come into arts and entertainment. Also, we have with us a retired DEA, drug enforcement agent, John Johnson. A beautiful man, a godly man, and that he is just an it's amazing to hear his story and how the Lord just blessed him on his journey. He and I worked together for a few years at the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, and he was in narcotics.
Okay.
So these are, you're like, you always wonder, like, are they really law enforcement? They got like beards and long hair and whatever the style is at that time of drugs. And, but he got hired on, he chose to go on with the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, and retired there.
Mm.
And he's going to retire and just kick back and just, you know, probably just do whatever God wanted him to do. But after about 6 months, he got a phone call from the Justice Department.
Oh, wow.
And some contractors with the Justice Department wanted his skill base, obviously, to be able to work. And so he works now with a subcontractor with the Justice Department as an investigator for asset forfeitures and those type of things, of people that take advantage of you, take advantage of us. Mm-hmm. And they just had the biggest asset seizure of people who took advantage of the citizens in North Florida, in Florida, thanks to their work.
Thank you.
But what's so cool is that he also, through a divine connection again, of how the Lord spoke into a dream and brought us together for this day. And he came and he prayed a blessing over VFN-TV and the studios. And he called back because he has that authority in the spiritual realm. I like what Jack Hollis said.
Yes.
The kind of parallels. If you're a king in the natural sense, God says in Romans chapter 13, 1 through 5, that you have an authority to speak into things. And all authority is established by God. And so the Lord had shown me that basically... You know, maybe this happened to you that many things have been stolen from you. Maybe you've been taken advantage of. You know, maybe you know somebody. You're trying to be kind to them, you're trying to be good to them, and they didn't repay you. They stole from you. They took property from you. Maybe you had a business and your partner took it from you.
Yeah,
I don't know. But this is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says. In Proverbs, that if a thief is caught, he has to repay it seven times, even if it cost him his entire household. And so there's authority in God's word. There's authority, of course, with John Johnson, Investigator John Johnson, and what's going on. And all these years of just serving, you know, the state of Florida and the whole United States through the DEA, and now through subcontracting with which is Eric Holder's department.
Sure, Justice Department.
And that, you know, that he prayed... He prayed that it would come, that the thief would be caught and said that he would have to give back now sevenfold. And you can just claim that with us, you know, because in this one particular dream the Lord gave me, I was chasing this suspect. You know how dreams are. I was chasing this suspect that stopped him in his car, and he got out and he ran into the sewer type system. And so when I went to look, I saw two things, cockroaches and someone like, well, he's going to get away. Then when I looked up under there was this huge wallet, like this big, maybe 3 foot, 4 foot by 4 foot wallet that was hidden there. And I found the money the thief had taken and just claimed that with me. You know, we got to understand that the resources need to move into the kingdom of God, all seven mountains, not just the church mountain. It needs to be in all seven mountains. Because when you understand that, when resources, whoever controls the finances controls the vision in the context of that. And I just allot my faith with yours now, those that are listening, those that are watching, that the Lord will return seven times because a federal subcontracted agent with the Justice Department and a faithful man of God, godly man, declared for VFN-TV, and you get that as our partners,
That's
as our sponsors, you get that, and... just claim it. Say the sevenfold is coming back to you. Okay, for example, if they stole $7, or they stole a dollar from you, that means the thief's got to give you $7. If they stole $100,000 from you, that means the thief has to give you $700,000. If he stole $1 million, he's got to give you, $7 million. And God is showing us some figures that He wants to shift into His kingdom.
His kingdom.
For you to be able to shift it into the kingdom yourself, because He will give us seed to sow to be able to do this. And this is all happening, because of the faithfulness of others. So that was exciting to have as part of the dedication as well. Ian Skelly,
yes.
We're so glad to have Ian Skelly, a very instrumental friend, brother.
Missionographer,
and he's heading to Nicaragua in a couple of days.
Yes, keep him in your prayers.
Yeah, he's ascending party today, and we're looking forward to that as well. And he came and prayed over the Media Mountain, mm-hmm. and he was honest.
Yes, authentic.
It was
really
so refreshing. It was so refreshing to hear honesty. I mean, everybody was honest, but just to hear over each mountain.
Sure.
And it was such a it was just like yes. And so,
20 years.
20 years, and think about it. That one of the things that he said, and we'll have him on. We'll talk more about it. But the whole world could be falling apart, and it's like Christian television doesn't address any of it.
Yeah,
it's like your business is falling apart, and somebody says, "Turn to Leviticus chapter 2.
Right.
We're going to study the acacia wood and how the temple was built in the wilderness." It's like I'm dying.
Right.
And God is about ever present help in time of trouble. He has a now word. He has a now word for us, and that's exciting. These are going to be coming, and a couple others real quick. Like was, Keith Crawford with Trail Life USA.
Yes,
which is the cry of our heart for the Malachi mandate that we talked about for quite some time, and in regards to that, for 10 years basically, we just cried out the Malachi mandate, Malachi 4:5-6, that God would turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. One aspect of that was a camping trip type thing. And that we would take people, and God would just encounter us out there. But that was prophecy. What Trail Life USA is an answer to that prophecy. Mm-hmm. And so we had Keith Crawford, who was over the same area that investigator
area.
John Johnson is working in, which is northern Florida, which is basically from Escambia County, Florida, all the way over to Tallahassee, I believe. It's the Blackwater River area. And he was here, and we're looking so forward. We're going to have him on. He's going to be on VFN TV. And you're going to see, a prime character building effort and ministry called Trail Life USA. And we're excited because, VFN Dream Center, where we gather to mm-hmm. worship God and all the things that happen for us, is we have the first Trail Life troop in Escambia County that we're in. And you can be the first one in your particular county or city. It is Trail Life Troop. FL 1998,
that's
Florida
right.
1998. Woo! And that's us. And so you'll be seeing these guys as well. And they were there helping out during the dedication.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job.
And of course, my spiritual son, Derek Grice, he was there, and he was part of acting out a prophetic act that the Lord had given. We're going to make this. I'll tell you what, for those that are partnering with us, those are our sponsors. If you want a copy of that DVD. It is yours. Just let us know, and you got to see it, because you're going to see the foundation of what God is doing as well. We walked that out, and of course, just the favor of the Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.